It's showtime, folks. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, Friday edition. You made it. We made it. Hope you're having a great day. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. Nick Keyser back there as well. Predators win 6-3 last night. Bridgestone Arena. Philip Forsberg has tied Matt Duchene for the most goals in franchise history. In a season. What's up, JoJo?
I thought we couldn't stand Matt Duchene. I didn't know he had the most goals in a season.
I cannot stand Matt Duchene, but okay. We do. Yeah, he has that record for a little while longer.
Okay, I had no idea he had that record, so good for them. But good for the Preds last night. Big win, and 90-86 doesn't look good, but 92-84 looks really good. The point differential between the Predators and the Blues.
Yeah. So they win last night. The Blues pretty much done with their playoff hopes. The Predators, according to Money Puck, have a 99.9% chance of
Money
making
Puck.
It.
Money Puck, yeah.
So I feel pretty good about those odds. You know, what's funny around here, you know, obviously we do a lot of planning and stuff, and so our fantastic sales team is like, hey, have they clinched? When are they going to clinch? Do we know when they're going to clinch? And I'm like, I can't really give you that answer. I can only – base it on points, but
right.
I think 99.9% is a pretty good
indicator. Well, there was some clinching going on before the Blues game yesterday, correct?
I mean, there was some clinching going on in the last 5 minutes of the Blues game.
Yeah.
Because so, they started coming back, and then, you know, all of a sudden the Predators were like, let's close the door with some empty netters.
Yeah. And then we went out, you and me, with the Chiefs last night, Eric Church's new bar, and yeah, God, we were out all night long.
Fantastic.
Wow. When he pulled you on stage. And,
I know.
And you guys sing that one song, man. Woo!
And his buddy Eric Chesterfield showed up,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the boss man, Eric Church, and Eric Chesterfield on the stage at the same time. Like, and I couldn't get my phone out to take a picture. I was stuck in the moment. So, well done. Shout out to our good friend Eric Church last night. What a time.
What a time.
Oh, Chief.
It was great.
Yeah.
We were stuck in a moment. We couldn't get out of it.
Oh, it was crazy.
You too.
Yep.
So I have a, you know, I'm feeling good today. All okay, right. So let me, can I quickly tell you about my morning? Just
sure.
To, why I'm kind of in a
yeah,
good
man.
You know, sometimes you sleep good enough that you wake up that nothing's going to bring you down. The dog was, the dog was being a jerk is, you know,
what's just, your dog's name?
Sawyer. Sawyer. He was just, you know, rambunctious and everything and, you know, just letting me know it.
He's probably tired of your snoring as well.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, probably. I'm tired of his. So the feeling is mutual. So, you know, I get ready and everything, and it's Friday. And so a lot of times on Friday, I'll hit the Starbucks, you know, and just kind of will treat yourself.
We've talked about this, but go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. I saw something that made me laugh inside Starbucks that probably would have made you laugh as both it was you when you were younger and also as a parent.
Okay.
But it made me laugh because it reminded me of me when I was like 7 or 8, whatever, you know. So there's you order online and you go up to the counter and everything and they have stuff with your name on it. You pick it up and you leave, right? And so got my drink and I'm waiting on my food. And there's a lady with her 2 kids. And the kids are probably in the 6 to 8, 9 range, something like that.
All right.
Girl and boy. The boy's the youngest. So the lady at Starbucks brings over a ton of food and sets it down. And what do all kids do when that happens? I mean, they dive in, right?
Yeah.
So the boy just runs up there and he starts rummaging through everything. And what made me laugh is all I see is just this hand come in and grab him by the shoulder, pull him back.
Yes.
As my, and then the girl kind of starts looking, mom kind of pulls her back too. Yeah. And it reminded me so much of I was that way when I was a kid. And then it made me think, oh, I bet Joe's going to laugh at this because he probably had to do that with his kids.
Well, not only that, did you call DCS? Because, you know, that's how we do things now.
No, that was good parenting.
we don't wait around any longer for that. Well, good. Yeah, that's perfect.
So it made me laugh. And then I, you know, usually, like, when I'm not on the air, I'm listening to our station. That's part of what I do, part of my job, and always listen to Robbie and Rexroad on my way in. But this morning I was like, you know what? Just need some music.
Yeah.
And so I put on a little early 2000s pop mix.
Yes.
And let me tell you, I am just in a fantastic mood.
Do we have it? Is that our music today, I hope?
No. In honor of WrestleMania, we're going wrestling.
Okay. All right.
So I'm just, and I was like, it was Jennifer Lopez, like Jenny from the Block, like it was stuff like that, and Petey Pablo. Whatever happened to Petey Pablo?
I have never heard of that man in my life.
You've never heard of him?
No.
Oh, he was like a rapper in the early 2000s, and just had a decision. You know Petey Pablo?
Yeah. It was on my iPod. My brother had all these songs, and I just got inherited the same iCloud, and I was like, okay, cool, I'll get all his songs.
He had that song like Raise Up, you know, like North Carolina, go on and raise up, take your shirt off. You know that one?
I do not.
Okay, well.
No, should I know that one? I don't know that
one. Yeah, you should know that one. So, I don't know. I'm in a random good mood this morning.
What? So, I don't know any of this WrestleMania music, so I'm looking forward to it today.
Yeah, I'm going to be curious if you know any of this.
Okay, well, good. I like that. So I'm glad your day's off to a good start. All right, so our question of the day, we're going to get right to it. We got a packed show today, for you today. Sean Henry at 9:15, Chris Sanders at 10, correct?
Yes.
And then at 10:30, Joe Piscopo. I am so excited for this.
I have never seen Joe. Now, you were excited for Hojo.
I was.
And by the way, I had a ton of people walk up to me last night at the Preds game saying that they loved Hojo Howard Johnson.
Oh, I mean, you could listen to those stories all day long.
And Booker T. So, yeah. I had more people come up to me at the game last night talking about our show than I have ever. And
well,
that was just a thank you so much.
That's what you get when you stand in the middle of the concourse with a shirt on that says, hey, talk to me. I'm Chase and Big Joe Show. No, that 10:30 Joe Piscopo is going to be here. And look, for my generation, Joe Piscopo and Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live were just fantastic. Joe's coming to town for a big event at the Sinatra Bar on Sunday. He's also a Jersey guy. The Preds play the Devils on Sunday. So we might make a little wager with Mr. Piscopo. He'll join us though at 10:30. And I'm so excited. All right, the question of the day is, it's a non-sports question, but we really need your help. I was asked last night, and Dr. Crane, you can weigh in this as well, where the best meet and three in Nashville is, or in Middle Tennessee. And my response was, I don't know, because so many have closed down. But there's got to be 4, 5, 6, 7 that are still around that people go to. I need to know. I love Nashville. I love Middle Tennessee. I had no answer for this person last night. I felt terrible. So 615-737-1025, tell us where the best meet and three is, but tell us why. And if you see Cracker Barrel, Chase is going to come out in the parking lot and fight you, which Cracker Barrel is good. I get it.
Yeah, we love some Cracker Barrel, but not in this car.
Yeah, so at meet and three, let us know. Chase, I don't know because everything's closed, so I need to know where it is.
Well, so I said one to you, and you go, I think it's closed, and it's in fact open. It's reopened. Arnold's.
Arnold's is okay, good.
On 8th Avenue. Arnold's is, like, to me, has always been the gold star.
But it was closing, correct?
It was, okay. And I think it was one of the – I don't know if it closed.
A development that was going to buy the space, I don't think, went through, allowed them to reopen.
You know what? I'm glad. I'm glad a development that was going to ruin a Nashville icon didn't work out. Because you know what? We don't have enough developments around here.
Right? As I'm looking at the screenshot, the arena cam shot from Channel 5 on TV right now, and there's just so much development going
on. If this was going to be another one of those developments that tried to tell me about this historic area and make up a damn name. Like,
right.
This is called the Nashville Concourse. It's a historic area from 1993.
You know what my favorite is now? Is somebody said, hey, they were going to meet for dinner in the Chestnut Hill area. And I said, I don't live in Boston. True story. And Chestnut Hill is down there by the old Greer Stadium.
You're right.
I'm like, I've my entire life, that's never been referred to as Chestnut Hill. Ever.
No. It was always
down by the fairgrounds.
Or Wedgwood.
Yeah.
Now we've added the Wedgwood Houston. A lot of people say Wedgwood Houston.
Or Wedge Ho or something.
Yeah,
I'm not down with you.
No, it's Wedgwood. I would refer to places, you know, about their streets. But, like, we have Nashville Yards and we have, you know, what's the other one? Now it's Sobro.
Sobro.
Yeah, we call it Sobro. That was just Broadway.
Berkshire or something downtown, too, as well. It's like, meet me over in Berkshire.
Right.
Like,
is that a shoe?
What is that, a financial firm?
Okay, so, like, you know, like, 8th Avenue, like, before you get to Zany. So just past, so down from Franklin Road, and that was Melrose.
Out or in?
Melrose.
Yeah. Melrose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it still Melrose, or have we given it some stupid name now?
I believe it's still Melrose.
Okay.
What
like,
I
that
know
was
of.
Always Melrose. Yeah. Like that was the Melrose area, and then down by Zany's.
Right.
You take 8th down by Zany's.
Yep.
Is that still Melrose, or is that?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Or is that more the Wedgwood? Because you're right there. At,
I do know that it's traffic and a lot of it, but that's fine. Yeah, we're with that now. But that's the thing. So the best meet and three, some of those are starting to roll in now. 615-737-1025. And just not Nashville. Wherever you're hearing this show, let us know where the best meet and three is, because I should know this, and I had no clue.
All right. So far we have Sweats, best fried chicken. No, Sweats is good. I'll give you that one.
All right.
You're all gonna make me hungry now. And this, maybe you're picking
You already had
lunch,
your $48 Starbucks.
I did.
What do you want?
It was $45.
What else we got? Sweats?
Liz, Goodlettsville? Is there a place called Liz?
Maybe that's her name, Liz in Goodlettsville.
So she's just saying Goodlettsville has the best meat and three?
I don't know.
McHenry's and Murfreesboro Pike.
McHenry's. Where exactly is that? Is that towards town?
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, give us a name of a place. A lot of people are just saying spots, like Germantown or whatever. Give us a name.
Yeah, we need the name.
All right, so here we go. This is Wes from Hermitage on Arnold's. COVID almost screwed it up. They temporarily closed, but they're back and better than ever. There's one more place I'll send in when I think of the name. All right, thanks,
Wes. Thank you, Wes.
Tesha's Apron String in White House.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
We need more. Where
Big
have you
Al's?
Got?
Big Al's. That's a good one.
Yeah, Big Al's, baby.
Where's Big Al's?
It's
by Old St. Thomas Sports Park, actually.
Yeah. It's over in like Metro Center.
Is it? I don't know. I mean, we need. Yeah. We
I went there know. 3 weeks ago, actually. Very good. Got the Big Al's breakfast, 2 sunny side up eggs, hash browns. Man, I'm getting myself
okay.
All
the place in Goodlettsville is called Liz's Restaurant.
Okay.
Thank you, Shannon.
Liz's Restaurant, like it. All right, well done there. Yeah, right.
We'll keep these coming throughout the show. Best meet and three in Nashville or Middle Tennessee area, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll talk to Sean Henry, the president or the CEO. I knew I was going to do that. The CEO of the Nashville Predators. Michelle Kennedy is Madam President now. Sean will join us coming up next. Big win last night for the Predators. 1025, 1063 the game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. WrestleMania weekend, so naturally I've taken over the music.
All right, who's this?
The Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, will defend his title against Cody Rhodes in the main event Sunday night.
Wait, I thought The Rock's doing this.
Well, night one, Roman Reigns will tag team with The Rock to face Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, and then if Rock and Roman win that match, then the championship match is under bloodline rules, which means anything goes.
Love it.
And if Cody wins, or if Cody and Seth win that match, then the bloodline, including The Rock, is barred from ringside.
All right. I got it now, buddy. Thank you.
There you go. Let's bring in Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, who is on the line with us. Predators with a huge win last night, 6-3 against the St. Louis Blues. The magic number is now 4 points, and according to Money Puck, a 99.9% chance of making the playoffs. Sean, good morning. How are you?
What a lead-in. Oh, my gosh, guys.
I know, you're man.
Supposed to hype people up for the weekend. I'm a wrestling guy, too. You know, I've been at WrestleMania twice. But good golly, it was more exciting watching you guys eat the sausage and biscuits yesterday.
Well, okay. What do you want? You want me to cut a promo? Like, are we?
Yes. Man, I want some pump music. I want to hear, like, I love it. Glorious. I want to hear Hail to the Chief something. My gosh.
Okay, we'll work on it. Well, I was trying to think of something, you know, wrestling thing that worked for you, and I went with Roman Reigns because he's a leader, you know, and you're a leader. So
he is a leader. Well, I'll tell you, the greatest WrestleMania ever was in Houston watching The Undertaker and Heartbreak Kid. I was with my 9-year-old son, and he cried like a baby, recognizing it was the last match ever. It was a good time.
So that was WrestleMania 26, I think.
Yeah, 09, I think it was.
Okay, nice. Very nice.
I'll send you some pictures right now. Yeah, you can share them later.
Yeah. Cool.
What's going on, guys?
Well, last night.
What a win.
What a win last night. You know, I asked Andrew Burnett about this last week, but you know, from your perspective, the thing that I love that has happened during this stretch is you've seen a lot of secondary scoring. You've seen a lot of different guys step up. You know, Michael McCarron was one that scored last night. But you know, when it gets crunch time, you're looking at guys like Yossi. You're looking at guys like Forsberg. You're looking at guys like Saros. All three of them stepped up last night and helped this team win.
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, you always want your stars, your big players, you know, to be your big players on the stages. But at the same time, you got to go up and down the roster. And, you know, back in October, November, a lot of people were talking about our secondary scoring, and you just knew it was going to come under Bruno's system. And, you know, the past 2 months, you've seen every single line roll. And I hate using first line, second line, fourth line, whatever it may be. Each one has a somewhat of a different role. But when they're all contributing and what their strengths are, it's magical. And then every once in a while, you know, I thought you want to see Phil fight all the time, but you see Phil fight last week. You see scoring coming from that quote-unquote third or fourth line, and that's when some magic happens. And last night was fun. It sure was.
We're talking to the chief bottle washer for the Nashville Predators. His name is Sean Henry. Sean, I got a serious question. How do you guys balance Preds in the playoffs with Bridgestone schedule? I mean, do you make the Bridgestone schedule first and then the Preds around that? Because that's kind of that would drive me crazy trying to figure everything out.
He pawns that off on Kells.
Well, we are fortunate. We literally have the very, very best in the business that books are building and really balances the schedule and the game of Jenga. But we have shows booked out, you know, 2-3 years actually in some cases. So what you got to look at is, you know, when you're looking at those dates and you have to look at what dates you're going to submit for the upcoming hockey season, which we normally submit in November, you know, the year before, you want a certain pattern. You know, we like playing those, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. You have to submit a few Sundays here and there. But you also want to balance it around the holidays. You know, when do you want the team home? When are they going to be on the road? And to build around CMAs and the SEC schedule that, you know, we have every year. So you do that, submit about 70 dates, then you start getting some back. But during the playoffs, we have a pretty simple philosophy. We just try to book shows no greater than every other day. And this way the NHL schedule can pot into that. And then every once in a while, someone will call and say, look, we have, you know, this huge act. We need 3 dates in a row. We're going to do 3 shows. And we'll do it and tell them, but it's conditional. If we have a playoff game, we have to relocate that date. And sometimes, you know, God smiles on the fools. Because we've only had to relocate 2 concerts the whole time I've been here.
Wow.
So it really is, you roll the dice a little bit, but it does work. Now, the league, Steve Hasopetros, who does the scheduling, and his mentor is the guy that used to do the scheduling without computers for Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NHL. It's fascinating hearing him talk about how they used to do it pre-computer.
Oh, but, I can.
That's fun. It really is. And then David Poile, and he and Hasi are, you know, just tight friends. But David's old buddy and works for the Capitals actually helps us build the schedule at the league, believe it or not. So for 40 years, he's helping David Poile build the best schedule possible.
Well, that's cool. I would like for Chase and I to sit in on one of those meetings and help you guys build the best schedule. We'd have triple headers same day for the Preds.
Well, I'll let you know when it comes next.
I bet you will. I know you got to ask this. I know you got to ask this question in the SEC tournament because people ask me. I'm like, I don't know. It's like, you know, why don't just, you know, you guys do such a great job hosting the SEC tournament. Why not host the NCAA tournament? And your good man, Bill Wickett, was like, we don't want our hockey team gone for a month. And I'm like, he's exactly right, right?
Yeah, I mean, you really have to choose. And, you know, Chase and I have talked about this a few times, too. You know, I love all things March Madness, you know, the men's tournament, the women's tournament. And, you know, but our first master is the Predators. And, you know, the building and the city thrives around the Predators. Everything else we fit on in there. But how fortunate we to have the SEC tournament, you know, where you run, you know, from Wednesday through Sunday. And next year we're adding two more games into the format on Wednesday. You know, for the NCAA tournament, as great as it is, you only have 2 days of basketball. You're either Friday, Sunday, or Thursday, Saturday. And a lot of times, you don't even know those, not a lot of times, all the time, you don't even know those teams are until Sunday night or Monday morning. So sometimes you don't even sell those games out, believe it or not.
Oh, there he is. You. Okay, no. I thought we lost you, but no, you're there. Sean Henry is with us here on the program. All right, so I learned something last night, and I always love it when I learn something new. And maybe
it's a great day when you learn something new. No doubt about that.
I learned because the great Rebecca King was on the pregame show with Max and talking about Hockey Fights Cancer. And, of course, this is the second Hockey Fights Cancer night of the year. There was another one, you know, earlier in the season. And I learned that the Predators have kind of started this trend and are the only ones that do it twice a year. And I think that is absolutely fantastic. And, you know, being completely vulnerable and serious with you, you know, I lost my dad to cancer a few years ago. As someone that has been affected by it in a way that I never imagined, you have no idea how much I appreciate what you all do with Hockey Fights Cancer. And so another fantastic night. It pulls at your heartstrings, no doubt. But I think it's a really important night that the NHL and the Predators do.
Yeah, you know, we had over 17,000 people in the building last night, and I think we had over 17,000 people whose lives have been turned upside down by cancer. I mean, I literally don't know a person on the planet that has not been, you know, touched in an awful way by it. You know, my own father passed away, my mother-in-law. I'm sure Joe has bad stories too. So it is important to rally, you know, our fans around such a great cause. And when you have a treasure like, you know, Vanderbilt in your backyard, we got to make sure that we're helping fund them for research and then also letting some kids and families forget about the trouble, you know, for a few hours. And last night we had the youngest puck drop ever with an 18-month-old beautiful little baby.
That was awesome.
Who just entered remission. And then we did a reunion for a bone marrow transplant, you know, the first time they met each other in person, which, you know, it's fun to celebrate. It's fun to cheer those kids on and the families on. At the same time, you know, I don't cry very often, but twice a year, Rebecca King makes me cry. But I am proud of the fact that we do too. And we really host one almost every night because every game night auction is dedicated to the 365 Fund.
Well, and I thought Roman Yossi was fantastic because you can tell he's a father of young children trying to, you know, coax her along to drop the puck and help her. I thought that was just a cute moment too.
It really was. Both he and Shen, you know, yeah, both being dads and just all around good guys. It was really one of those beautiful moments that I'm sure we're going to capture in video forever and look back on this one and smile. And hopefully that little girl comes back in 20 years and drops the puck again with a really nice story.
Do you have your tux ready for Thursday night, the annual wine festival? I can see you walking around as a sommelier. What do they call them? Sommelier?
I think you were right, actually.
The wine guy? Yeah. Are you
the wine guy.
Next Thursday, it's the wine festival. I've been in that event, Sean. That is well done by you guys.
You know, it's a fun event, but Joe, everything's a competition to me, so it's a wine tournament to me. I'm in the office, everyone laughs, and whoever gets the most corks wins. But it's one of those really, really fun nights where, you know, you get a chance to showcase, gosh, I don't even know, a couple hundred different wines and liquors and spirits, and it's a fun, relaxed way to see a lot of our, you know, the best of Smashville hanging out together, toasting each other. But it is fun, and it really helps drive our overall efforts with the foundation. My favorite is, you know, so many of our staff ends up, you know, becoming pourers and sommeliers, and I don't even know what that word means. I just yell, "Hey, my glass is empty. Let's go!" And I feel like 1400s banging my goblet anymore.
Well, it's a fun night, and y'all do well with that. All right, now Sean, coming up at 10:30 on the show today, I'm excited for our guest, and you'll appreciate this. The great Joe Piscopo is going to join us at 10:30. Today. We grew up watching him, right? Saturday Night Live, him and Eddie Murphy.
You know what? I love Joe Piscopo. My favorite movie, I know it's going to sound stupid, because I love Michael Keaton too, is a movie called Johnny Dangerously. And he was just the best in that. So tell him we expect to see him at the game on Tuesday if he wants to hang around town. He is a funny, funny man. He's brought a lot of smiles to my face.
Well, they play. He's from Jersey, and the Preds play. He's in town for a big event at Sinatra's Bar Sunday, and the Preds play the Devils Sunday. So we're going to make a little wager with Joe Piscopo.
I hope you do. I'm not allowed to give any wagering advice or put anything down, but I promise you, you will not be disappointed in the outcome of what you're planning on doing, Joe.
Good. Can you send me a jersey that says Piscopo on the back? I appreciate that.
I would, but I'd be so afraid I'd misspell it. And that's a word you don't want to misspell. You know?
Right. No, it is not. Sean Henry is with us. Also, Tuesday night, I know that's Pride Night against Winnipeg, and there's going to be a plaza party starting at 5 o'clock. Also, you can bid on some special Pride Night jerseys that the players have signed as well. Another fantastic night.
Yeah, it is. And again, you know, we have 41 events a year, and we get a chance to, you know, celebrate so many different groups of people, make sure our game is as open as it can be. And I love when people say, you know, y'all means y'all. And, you know, it's just another fun night, you know, to shine a light on maybe a group of people that weren't always going to feel so welcome in certain places. And I just love the fact that people feel good about our games and come together and feel good and comfortable and a sense of belonging. Because that's what it is. We bring the community together. You get a chance to, for 3 hours, forget about whatever's going on outside and, you know, rally around this team and just enjoy each other. So I appreciate you bringing that up.
Yeah, absolutely. And so as we end this, I'm gonna put some people might call this a hot take, but I feel good about it. I feel very, very confident about the prediction I'm going to make. So Philip Forsberg tied Matt Duchesne's record last night with 43 goals, which is the most in franchise history. I think we both believe he's going to break that over the course of the next six games. But I'm going to take it a step further. I think he's got 7 more goals in him this season. I think he hits 50.
Well, I don't know why you're being so pessimistic with only 7 more goals. I'm going to let him know that you know, Big Chase thinks he only got 7 in him. Wherever he ends up, it's been a phenomenal year, you know, for Phil. Whether he ends up with no more goals or 20 more goals this season or has 2 per game throughout the playoffs, we're seeing his game continue to elevate. And let's face it, no one thought that was possible. I mean, as good as he's been over the past, you know, decade, what we're seeing is a guy that just continues to grow and grow and grow in all aspects of the game. So it's, you know, the next, you know, 5-10 years are going to be really exciting watching where he ends up for his career. But this year, he's been fun to watch. That whole line's been incredible to watch.
So fun.
Chase is worse than George Costanza asking Paul O'Neill for 2 homers. So, goodness.
Could you hit 2?
Poor Phil's like Lou Gehrig in the hospital following Babe Ruth. Okay, Joey, I'll get you 3.
Oh, man. Well, Sean, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the weekend. I know you'll be watching WrestleMania and also the Predators against the Islanders and the Devils. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I'll swing by your house. I can't afford the pay-per-view, so I'll be watching from your front yard, peering through the windows. So.
Come on, Ricky and I will pull up a chair for you.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Sean Henry, the Nashville Predators CEO, joining us here on the program. I do. I think Philip Forsberg gets to the 50-goal mark. He's got 6 games to do it, so obviously you have to have a multi-goal game in there somewhere. But
Why not?
I think he can do it. And here's the other one, too. He's at 87 points, so that's 13 from 100. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility for him either. 96 is the record that was Roman Yossi. I heard Robbie talking about this morning.
Right.
I definitely could see him getting 96 or 97.
So they taught you subtraction in FRA.
They did. Basic math. Yeah, I was good. Anything beyond that?
Reset our question for the break.
Our question of the day is, where is the best meet and three either in Nashville or in Middle Tennessee?
Yeah, 615-737-1025.
We will go through some of your answers. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 1063, The Game. Oh, hell yeah. The Texas Rattlesnake, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I want a beer now. WrestleMania, that's our theme. You know this one?
I do not know that.
Really?
I know. What was the Honky Tonk Man's one?
He's the Honky Tonk Man.
You have that plan coming on your little list
it's
later?
It's not on the list.
What about Hulk Song? I know Hulk Song.
I don't have Hulk Song. Tried to play, like, a little bit of current, a little bit of, you know, from the past.
What's Ric Flair's song into the ring?
That's the 2001 Space Odyssey.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I'm learning, man. I only know Reno Riggins' song into the ring, and that was a arena of booze rained down on my friend.
It would be fun to have him on.
He's great.
We went to lunch with him one day, and he told stories.
Right. He became, for like a year, he became Andre the Giant's little, like, assistant.
Nice.
Andre John would make him go buy wine at places.
So Reno Riggins, for those that may remember in their late 80s, early 90s, yep, in the WWF, was basically what you call a jobber. He was the guy that would, you know, come out and wrestle a star or something and, you know, get beat usually.
Yeah.
But was great. I mean, you had to have those guys. So
I sent you that. He said he posted something today on Facebook, and some wrestler that was big in the night, I don't remember who it was, was like 7 feet tall and picked him up and just launched him. And I know, I know y'all are wrestling fake, but that had to hurt. I was hurt watching it. I mean, he launched Reno across the ring onto his back, and I was like, oh my goodness. But that's why we love it, man.
I will, in our last segment before birthdays, we'll give my WrestleMania predictions.
We have to do it before that because we have Joe Piscopo at 10:30.
Yeah. No, I know. So before birthdays. At
Okay. We'll do that. All right. I like it.
All right. Our question of the day is best meet and three in Nashville or Middle Tennessee. McKendree's on Murfreesboro Pike is getting a ton of votes.
I've never. That's why
I think now people have described where it is. So now I'm pretty sure I know where it is. We're going to have to go try that out. Douglas and Company in Cooperstown. In Coopertown? Not Cooperstown. Coopertown.
Is that up north?
I guess.
Towards White House?
Yeah.
Maybe? Okay.
So let's see. Other ones. Granny's in Greenbrier.
I like the alliteration there. It's got to be good.
Liz's in Goodlettsville's gotten a few votes. Is Jack's on Broadway not still open? Yeah, it's still open.
I thought that was...
It's barbecue, but I mean, do people consider barbecue places meat and threes? Because you can have pork, you can have brisket, you can have chicken.
I don't.
I mean, it's kind of the same.
Do you, concept. Dr. Crane? You're a foodie.
Not necessarily. I mean,
I consider it to be a barbecue restaurant, but it's the same concept.
It depends on the sides. If the sides kind of, you know, are a little closer to the menu of a meat and three, then sure.
Most are around here. I mean, like your green beans, your mashed potatoes.
Your casserole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you get like a chess pie or a pecan pie or something, then sure, maybe. I mean, it's a great gray area, Joe. Gray area.
The Rock likes pie.
Read this one by Brian. This is interesting.
Let's see. I'm way down the list.
He's towards the top.
Best meat and three, Osborne Byright over by Belmont. It's the back of a grocery store.
I love that.
Oh, that's old school.
Yeah, it is.
I like that, too.
Osborne Byright by Belmont. Okay, we'll check that one out then.
Pie Wagon was one that operated for 96 years.
Rest in peace.
That sounds good. Wendell Smith's on Charlotte, West Nashville. That's a good one. My side of town. Dan and many others have voted for that one. Let's see. The Clearview. Oh, that is a good place.
Where's that?
In Murfreesboro. I went there when I was in school. That's a fantastic place. It's kind of like an Arnold's kind of thing. Kind of the same feel. City Cafe on Spence Lane and Lebanon Pike. Viking Matt says that. Bishop's in Franklin is a great meet and three. Quality food and fast service. Alan Franklin, love the show. Listen every day. Thank you, Al.
Where's Bishop's? I've been there.
Is that on the square?
No.
It's in Cool Springs. It's right across from Jim and Nick's, the Sam's Club.
Okay.
That's right. Thank you.
It's kind of tucked away, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of people are sending me Wendell Smith off of Charlotte.
What about the City Cafe in Murfreesboro? Is it still open?
Yep, it is.
Okay.
And there's one on Spence right on the Lane, square. Too, as well. Another
City
Cafe?
Yeah, that's...
Are they the same thing?
I don't know. That's what somebody... Sylvan Park Cafe?
Didn't it close? Or is it closing? I don't know.
Yeah. I think it may have. I remember that one.
By the way, this McHenry's everybody's talking about used to be a Jack in the Box. I remember where this is now.
So this is a fairly new place.
I'd assume newer. So. Well, the building is definitely an old Jack in the Box.
So it's right across from the police headquarters.
It should be.
Yeah, okay. All right. You guys are great. I'm glad I asked.
Yes. Joe will appreciate this. Old Dinner Bell, which turned into Vittles. RIP to both.
Rest in that place. Old
was
Dinner Bell.
Donaldson?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Then Vittles came in. And if you put that restaurant in now, as much as Donaldson has grown, it'll do well. But that one pulls at my heartstrings.
Chef's Market in Goodlettsville.
Great place. Thank you. Yes.
Dolls in East Nashville. Awesome meatloaf and fried chicken.
I've gotten several for that one. Yeah, Dolls.
Okay, I'm going to... I guess this is because I'm getting older.
Yeah.
But I always liked meatloaf, but it was one of those things that, like, whatever. Like, take it or leave it. That's my go-to.
Yeah.
I love meatloaf.
I never know what she's doing back there.
Meatloaf. Ma! Meatloaf!
Meatloaf is – if it's
– What is she doing?
If it's warm and – like old school, it's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, it's one you pull out of like a box and put in the microwave. Pass.
Yeah, there are so many votes coming through here. Breaking Bread in Smyrna.
I'm told McHenry's is closed and now only caters.
Thank you,
Chad Alsop. Love you, Chad. So McHenry's, we tried. Well,
it was on Google. I recognized the building.
Man, that stinks. Douglas and Company's gotten a few. John Mann's place in Donaldson Plaza.
Don't read his text.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize who it was. I need to put.
Don't read 6809. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, my God.
Can we just give out his phone number?
No, we should do that.
Barbara's in Franklin.
I've never been there. Barbara's. I'm writing all these down, too, so thank you. Barbara's in Franklin.
Here Middle Henry says brotherly love.
That's a great place. Over the nations?
Fantastic.
Brotherly love is a fantastic place.
Wendell Smith's another one. Man, so many of these. Keep them coming. 615-737-1025. Oh, we got calls on this, too? Is that right? All right. Kenny the Mailman. Kenny, what's up?
Hello, good dear friends. How are y'all?
Fantastic.
Two pieces of info for you right quick. Joe mentioned Stratton's last week, and it was so good. It's closed now. It was author John Grisham's favorite restaurant. Anytime he came to Nashville, he would drive all the way out
Ashland
there.
Ashland City, right?
We met him, and he actually put it in the book, The Firm. The guy stopped there going back and forth to Memphis. That's how good that was. Second of all, Joe.
Yes, sir.
You want to come eat with me at Centennial Boulevard Cafe because the food is excellent. But guess what? My uncle always watches over you when you're there.
Oh.
Okay. You know why?
Because his picture's on the wall?
I have the tallest uncle in Nashville. Is that a hint?
Tallest uncle. Your uncle Shaq?
Almost.
Will Purdue.
There's a silo right next to Centennial Boulevard. That's about 100 feet tall.
Yeah.
With the mural on the side of it. That is my Uncle Buddy. So
I did not know that.
Silo Man of Nashville. And it's not because he's famous or he was a mayor. He has volunteered at St. Luke's Center for over 50 years.
Wow.
And to honor him, they put him on the side of that to represent West Nashville. So you never know what you're going to learn, Mr. Dubin.
You're the best, Kenny.
True.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, type in Silo Man and read the little story. It is really, really neat.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Kenny. Appreciate it. Real quick, Wes in Hermitage. Wes, what's up?
Man, I had to share some hometown eatery with you guys. I'm not actually from Nashville. I've been here for about 13 years now. But there's a restaurant out in Manchester, Tennessee on Paradise Street. And the funny thing is they're right across the street from a Cracker Barrel, and I know they hate it because it puts Cracker Barrel to shame. It's called Emma's Family Restaurant. It's a meat and three or a meat and four. If you've never had it and you're just on 24 traveling, it's right off the interstate. You won't be upset. I'm telling you, it's cheap, and the food is just amazing.
Say the name again.
Emma's Family Restaurant. It's on Paradise Street, right across the street from Cracker Barrel in Manchester.
Got it. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Wes.
Real quick, the great Tommy Bryan, the Hall of Fame writer, says, Mike's Foodland in Lebanon, takeout only, fried chicken every day, plus two other meats. Broccoli casserole is amazing, and a location in Westmoreland, Mike's Foodland in Lebanon. These responses are great. You guys are wonderful.
We've gotten a lot of people that either at MTSU or Murfreesboro said the Clearview. The Clearview is fantastic.
I forgot
about that place.
Can't go wrong.
That is a good
Where
one.
Is it located again?
I don't even remember. It's close to campus.
But it's not spelled.
No, it's K-L-E-E-R-V-U.
Okay.
Clearview.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, but it's a good spot.
By the way, Centennial Boulevard that Kenny Moon was talking about, chicken fried steak with gravy on top.
Ooh,
it's the best steak in town. I go there once a week when I'm dropping off all the guideposts to Mr. Plaster over at Lipscomb. So I go over to Lipscomb and I say, Mr. Plaster, are you here? And they say, Kenny, he don't work here anymore. And I'm like, well, where does he work? So I go over to Belmont and they're like, he's not here either. So then I go across town to that little radio station and say, he's been gone for about 10 years. And I'm like, Mr. Plaster, I got your guideposts. I don't know where they are. So, Mr. Plaster, if you're listening out there somewhere, I'll meet you over at McGugan Center today with your guideposts.
I don't know what to do with you. Sometimes.
And we can go walk the track over at Lipscomb. I don't mind at all.
Kenny, I'll slap him for you. It's the Chase and Big Joe show here on a Friday, brought to you by Regal Realty Group. Really have enjoyed having Regal Realty Group on board with us. They have been fantastic and appreciate them. We'll get into the Titans coming up next. Got a few thoughts on them before Chris Sanders joins the show. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
The Rock says, The Rock says.
The final boss, The Rock. Going back to his old Hollywood Rock theme. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. In honor of WrestleMania. Going with some wrestling themes.
Is it tonight?
No, it's, well, SmackDown's tonight. The Hall of Fame's tonight. Night One's tomorrow. There's also NXT, which is like their development league.
Yep.
Their Stand and Deliver show is tomorrow during the day. WrestleMania Night One tomorrow night, and then Night Two is Sunday.
What's the biggest night?
They're both, I mean, tomorrow night you get The Rock, so that's pretty big. And then Sunday night's the main, you know, the main event.
Is that at Lincoln Financial Field?
Yep.
Is Jason Kelce going to do something in this, you think? He's got to,
that's
right?
The rumor.
Come out and pound The Rock's face in?
That would be nice. Yeah, that would be cool. I don't know exactly what he's going to do, but I know that he's going to do something.
What if Jason Kelce comes out, right? He's beating The Rock up, and then somebody comes out and helps The Rock, beats up Kelce, then Travis comes out, and then Taylor Swift comes in on a zip line.
That would to be the awesome. Ring.
And then she kicks everybody's tail, and then they fly out together.
Yeah, I would sign up for that. That would be very
cold.
That's, yeah,
what I'm thinking.
I mean, they cover the ring, but yeah, oh, okay. I mean, but they did. They've done it in New York and everything. It's gonna be here in a few years when they get the new stadium built. It'll be here.
And just the one last year that was in SoFi.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they've been.
I didn't like that. It's too much light.
Yeah, it was bright. The bright lights of Hollywood. They've done it at Giant Stadium. They've done it twice there at whatever it's called now.
MetLife?
MetLife. They were at Jerry's World a couple years ago.
Right.
They've done it a couple times there. New Orleans, I go to the Superdome a lot. When I went, it was at the Superdome.
I remember one of the first ones, the Silver Dome, was,
yeah, that
Andre
was
the Giant.
WrestleMania 3.
Okay. What was the first one?
Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
The funny thing about that, so when I went to WrestleMania 30 in the Superdome, Hulk Hogan comes out and does this like welcome to WrestleMania kind of thing because it's the 30th one.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, let me tell you something, brother. Hulkamania is running wild, and I'm just so glad to be in New Orleans in the Silver Dome, brother. And he kept saying it, like he kept accidentally saying Silver Dome, and so the fans start chanting, "We're the Superdome," and he like hears it and he goes, "Oh, brothers, I'm sorry, the Superdome." And so then The Rock and Stone Cold came out because they were going to be a part of it, and they both kept saying, like, making fun of him.
Oh, goodness.
It was so awesome.
What year would this be?
This was 10 years ago, so it was 2014.
Okay.
It was fun. I went, that's the only time I've been to New Orleans. I have never had a worse hangover in my life. Bourbon Street bites.
Every time you go to New Orleans, it takes 6 months off your life.
It took 6 years off my life. I have never hurt that bad in my life. Like, we get there, and so, you know, I'm 26 years old at the time, so I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
You know.
Woo!
And I'm with Jeremy Benefield, who doesn't drink, so he's like, I'll drive. Like, you go, you have fun or whatever. We hit Bourbon Street the first night. We had driven all the way. Hit Bourbon Street the first night, and I'm drinking hurricanes and grenades and, like, mixing liquors and, like, all this stuff. Just stupid, dumb, stupid. Going bar to bar on Bourbon. And I had never
That's
been.
That's all right.
I had never been to a place where, like, you could just walk up to the window and get a drink and, you know, go wherever.
It's an amazing place.
And I think we were there for 2.5-3 hours, something like that. I don't remember. I'm pretty good. I don't black out. Like,
right.
Things get fuzzy after a few hours that night. And, you know, and of course I'm like, he's like, are you going to be okay? I'm like, I'll be fine. I'm good. I'll bounce back. I wake up the next morning and I'm like, death. Like, I, my head hurt.
You still got both your kidneys?
Yeah, I think so.
That's
yeah.
A successful night. Well done.
I woke up, I had my wallet, I had my phone, okay. Like, so, you know, it was good.
Just not your sanity.
No.
We've all all done that on Bourbon Street. So you had to be indoctrinated in the first time, and there you were.
Well, I know I want to go back. Like, I haven't been in a while, but yeah, that's – people have asked me, what's the worst hangover you've ever had in New Orleans? Easy. Coming up next, we'll talk to our man Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver. Get into all things Titans with him here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.